Coming up, we have finally reached the week of Halloween Horror Nights. I know, we've been anticipating it. It's finally here, so of course we're going to go over all of it once again, plus a little bit more on this episode. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 191 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. I am your host, Craig Williams. Today I am joined alongside by my co-host, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And we are going to have a fantastic episode for you this week. As I already said, we are going over our pre-Halloween Horror Nights excitement now. And it's because, well, today is, it doesn't matter, but as of the time you're listening to this, it's either the day before the start of Halloween Horror Nights 28, or it is the day of Halloween Horror Nights 28, or it already happened. And I can't go over every scenario with that, but regardless, we're here to build up the hype train a little bit more, get our hype train a-going with this, too. And so, yeah, we're going to have a very fun episode discussing that, but before we get to the true horrors of this episode, we have to talk about a horrific announcement that did come out this week that I don't find horrific at all, but some people out there I know do, and I do feel bad for them because it has been a very big loss, but I think ultimately it's for the better, and that is that ultimately this year, and by this year I mean 2019 coming up, there will no longer be a celebration of Harry Potter.
Why?
Well, basically Universal sent out a press release to all of the sites out there that I guess are included on the media list, and the press release said, you know, we had the current event with Back to Hogwarts and its successful celebration of Harry Potter in the past has been hugely successful. However, they're looking to add in more fan events as the year goes on, and part of that is the ultimate decision to not bring back a celebration of Harry Potter with that too. So I think the idea is going to be going towards more fan meetups on a regular basis instead of going of the method of each year pulling a celebrity panel together at the last minute that usually is made up of between 2 to 3 repeat cast members of the Harry Potter film series, and then, you know, they're saying basically the same stuff over and over again year after year after year, plus then having the expo, which is there's always highlights with the expo. Like I love the Harry Potter, the Warner Brothers studio tour, because they always bring over some of the props and put them into action inside the expo center, and it was always cool. Like last year, The spider was a couple years ago. Last year was the one where they showed how
they shot out the envelopes and they had the Triwizard Cup, how it shot out the names.
That was it. We got there. I know. I just recently watched our video on it because I was like, I want to see how far Rhino's come.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
I know, but I can say you've come a long way since then, so good for you, bully. But anyways, yeah, all that aside, you know, I think we can be flat out honest. We never really had anything super positive to say about a celebration of Harry Potter, besides acknowledging the fact that for fans who wanted to come together in a certain place and get their little bit of nerdery on. That's not a word, but that's what I'm going with. It was a place for them to do that and then also see the celebrities, all that, some interesting panels along with it too. But overall, for me, the event felt stale every year. Like every now and then there'd be a highlight that would bring some extra entertainment. Like this past year, I thought Natalie Tenya forget how to pronounce her name. And then Stanislav Blabaza, who played Victor Krum. Like, I thought they brought a breath of fresh air to the event in terms of their input. And that's also funny in a way, because if you don't remember, Victor Krum is barely in it besides the fourth movie. And a lot of his resentment that he brought out in it was talking about how, well, yeah, I filmed scenes for Seven Part 2. They didn't use it. It's like, oh, what a guy. And, Natalie, who played, and I'm sure it's like Natalia or something, and I'm completely just forgetting, but of course she played Tonks. Nymphadora Tonks. And so she had a little bit more impact in the series, so she was able to do a little bit more. But, I mean, when you have the twins come back year after year, it just...
Or in the sister too.
She's and Bonnie Wright. Like. Yeah, she constantly is back and forth. You know, every now and then you get Draco Malfoy to come in. It's just it was getting stale, and I honestly don't know if it was worth the amount of effort that Universal put into it. I'd be interested to see like sales numbers for that weekend one day and see how much they invested into it and see what the actual return was in it. But I can't imagine that it was wildly successful. But as a follow-up to this, 2019, the celebration of Harry Potter, the last weekend of January or the first weekend of February, depending on when the dates fall. But instead, Rock the Universe 2019 is now happening conveniently Friday, February 1st and Saturday, February 2nd. So if you're unfamiliar with Rock the Universe, that's the Christian music festival that they have.
Isn't that like this weekend, too?
It was this past weekend, yes. So it typically was always essentially like a week or two right before Halloween Horror Night started.
To cleanse the grounds, of course.
Exactly. You know, it's going in and bless all the houses
a lot
before
of sage burning.
Before
this
all of
house
the horror
is clean.
I was like, if anyone... Well, now they're doing the
seems
opposite.
Appropriate.
HHN is coming to an end, you know, and it ends right at the end of Halloween. So then they have 3 months of ghosts flying around, and now in February they're going to come in and say, "This house is clean." Fantastic, but. So that's happening now. So if you already went ahead and booked your vacation for that time period, because inevitably it was pretty easy to decide when a celebration of Harry Potter was going to be every year, because it was always that same weekend, either the last weekend of January or the first weekend of February, sometimes overlapped going January into February. It was always that same time. If you booked your vacation expecting to have a celebration of Harry Potter, just be aware now that you will be instead seeing Rock the Universe. And that's obviously if you pay for the hard ticket to get into it, because it's not a free event, just like a celebration of Harry Potter is. So be aware of that. Just wanted to mention it. Sad for a celebration of Harry Potter for those who loved it, and could affect your upcoming vacation based on when you're traveling. But enough of that malarkey. We are getting into the Halloween Horror Nights hype train now. And Rhino, we want to talk about all of the different houses at Halloween Horror Nights, but conveniently enough, both you and I made a list.
Mm-hmm.
And what our list is what many other people do out there on Twitter, everywhere, Facebook. They make lists about the houses they're most excited for. So we both did that as well ourselves too, in order from 1 to 10, with 1 being the one we're most excited about and 10 being the one we are least excited about. At least that's what I'm hoping he did. If he screwed that up.
No, I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't give you instructions on which one was the top and which one the bottom. You know?
I did make the donkey out of you and me.
Yeah.
That's take what happens that, when iTunes. You assume. We're still clean.
Oh, no. I mark everything
this
we do as dirty.
This podcast is clean. Well, Caroline.
That's just going to keep happening, apparently. So we're going to go over it, and we'll talk about the houses as we go through. I'm assuming that our lists are completely different. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that my house that I have at number one is wildly different from Rhino's, because I can almost inevitably guess what Rhino's number one house is.
Oh, we know. Let's not kid ourselves. It might as well be tattooed on my forehead.
Okay. That's a choice, but I don't think you should ever go for that. But we're going to still start from 10 anyways. As we talk about a new house, we will bring them up. And so why don't we start with our number 10s?
Horrors of Blumhouse is mine.
Well, isn't that convenient? That is also mine. So if you don't remember about Horrors of Blumhouse this year, that is going to be one of the intellectual property houses, and it is a repeat house of last year. Last year was the first time they did the Horrors of Blumhouse, where they take Blumhouse production movies and they put them into one house and just blend the movies together. And this year, the two movies that are being focused on is The First Purge and Happy Death Day. And while I do have good things to say about Happy Death Day, I've said them in the past, The First Purge is going to bring this house down so much that I don't think there's anything that Happy Death Day can do in order to redeem it.
I don't like mixed houses to begin with. I feel like if the story's not good enough for a whole house, don't use it. I don't know why they've been doing this as mixed houses, because like when they did Insidious with Sinister and Purge last year, it was like Insidious had enough, has had more than one house so it's had Insidious 1 and then it had Insidious 1 and 2. And so like clearly there's enough of a storyline there that you could have just made that its own house. I don't know why, because I mean, I know why last year, because it hadn't come out yet, so it was supposed to like tease the movie. But this year it's like, oh God, get over it. We've seen The Purge. The Purge is the new Walking Dead. I get it. It's simple, it's easy to do, but also like it doesn't mesh with the other house at all, because Happy Death Day is about one person killing the same person over and over and over and over and over again. And so you're like, I get how that maybe may not be able to sustain an entire house, because I haven't seen the movie yet, but I don't know.
I could say it could sustain an entire house by itself. However, the fact is, if I wanted that house, I would have wanted that last year still fresh.
When we did that in Hollywood, they had it as part of their Blumhouse, and I actually thought it was a highlight in their Blumhouse, too. I thought they did it well. It was cool, because you kept going into the same room, and there were like the people were in different places and stuff.
And the fact is, in the movie, spoiler, not spoiler, there are different locations that the murders happen in. It's just every night she comes back in her bed in the room. So it could have easily been done as a standalone house if they really wanted it to, but that's regardless. I'm not excited for it at all.
Expectations are low. Yeah. For me. It feels like we did this house last year, and it's not like Universal to do, like even when they bring back a house, they usually bring it back with a twist or something. And this feels the most repetitive it's ever seemed for me.
Yep. I'm also looking forward to being surprised by it. So, that could end up happening. So, Rhino, what is your number 9 house? I think ours is probably still the same. Maybe. No?
No. I actually have Halloween 4 down here. And it's okay, so I want to say that I actually am, with the exception of Horrors of Blumhouse, actually excited for all of the houses this year. You know, I now have said it and I regret saying it, because I think I had it out of order with the one above it. But Halloween 4 is still low on the list, so I'm going to say 9 for right now for the show. Not because I don't like the Halloween houses. I actually think the Halloween and then Halloween 2 that they did, not last year, but the year before and the year before that, were some of the highlights of the events, for sure. Mm-hmm. I remember much about Halloween 4, but what I do remember is a lot of the movie I feel like is outside, like on the street. Like I remember the little girl being on the loose. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's not a lot. I think it's because I don't like Halloween 4 as a movie.
Yeah, I
don't
agree
love
with
it.
That.
So I think that's why I'm not like, I don't know what they're going to do. I think I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, but I put the expectation level low.
I enjoy the entire Halloween series, but I will be honest with you too. I am watching all of them this year, including 4. Like, I have to do that, I want to say, tomorrow night, as of the time we're recording this. But I'm trying to get through all the Halloween movies again before the Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween movie comes out. I forget what date that is. Sometime in October.
Right now, yeah.
But so I'm going through those, and I've been through all of them before too. And I know some people really enjoy H2O, and
well, some people like the Rob Zombie one too, which makes me feel so uncomfortable.
October 19th. I genuinely only really, really enjoy the first, second, and third Halloween movies. But so I agree with you. As they're moving on past the first and second one, it's a lot tougher to get excited about them. That being said, though, I feel like when they are clicking with Halloween, they just are right on the money with it. They know how to accurately portray those scenes into these houses. We saw that with the first and second. I mean, it felt like you were just walking right through those movies on it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it doesn't matter. Michael Myers is menacing. I like that even though there is sometimes a size difference in the person who's being Michael, generally they get scare actors that are all relatively built the same. So it feels like genuinely the same Michael Myers is coming after you the entire time. There are B nights where it's not.
I was like, I have a
not
video
as good
of some, a debatable one, but
and I fully
agree
with
needs
that.
A break at some point.
Yeah, but I feel like they are able to work Halloween well, so it's higher on my list. But we will get there when
What's
we do get
nine?
There. My number nine is Seeds of Extinction.
That's actually what my number nine was supposed to be, but I wrote it in the wrong place. So
that's fine.
So it's listed as my number eight, but yeah.
So Seeds of Extinction, of course, is the humanity has come to an end. The massive meteor destroyed all of human life and paving the way for the predatory plants to reclaim the planet. So it's violent vegetation hunting down its prey with thorns, vines, poisonous pollen, eagerly looking to devour any life that gets lost into its overgrown graveyard. So I
feel like my earring's going to get caught in something again this year.
Yeah,
that's what always happens. The dangly stuff gets caught in my earrings.
Yeah, and I could absolutely see that being this type of house where there's lots of things hanging down, hitting you in the face as you're going through. I almost always carry a backpack at Halloween Horror Nights just because I always want my camera on me just in case I want to take some photos or video. I always... and then I want to bring like my cup in there. I want to have a bottle of water that I don't have to hold the entire night. I need a backpack for it. And inevitably, my backpack always gets caught on something in the houses. So it's annoying for that reason, too. I think this does have the potential to be a surprise house. It sounds very beautiful on paper, like we talked about when we did the house announcement on it. But ultimately, I worry that they're going to go too far one way or the other. They're going to be trying to be overly beautiful, and it's going to be like, well, I didn't want to come here to just look at a pretty house, or it's going to go to the, we want to be super scary because it's man-eating plants and stuff, so let's use all these interesting puppets, just terrorizing terrible stuff, and it's going to be like, no, I'm not buying any of this.
It just seems kind of... like bland. It's like it doesn't. I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised. You know, I'm hoping to see like maybe we move through the meteorite crater. Or, like there's glowing rocks somewhere and stuff. But it seems very like basic. So I don't know. So maybe I'll be surprised though. You know.
Yeah. No. I'm hoping to be surprised, but again, that's why my expectations are low on it. And I will give my number eight now. And I think you'll be surprised on this. Especially considering how many jokes we've been making. We already know your number eight. Your number eight was Seeds of Extinction. My number eight is actually Poltergeist.
I know you just watched the movie and you didn't like it, but...
No. I enjoy the movie. It had been a while since I watched the movie. So I think I even mentioned that when we did the episode where we did the announcement on it.
I'm watching it this week, tonight when I go home. So
I have a feeling you're going to agree with me. The movie is certainly iconic. We know there are going to be there's going to be moments that are recreated beautifully in it. Like I have 100% no doubt in my mind that there will be a room that you go past, kind of how like in The Shining house you had, or I forget if it was The Shining or if I was thinking all the way back to Insidious, but like you have the tricycle with the boy on it, and because they did that in Insidious 2, if I can remember. Not Insidious 2,
no, there was a tricycle in one of The Shining houses, but there wasn't anybody on it. I think it was just like on the wall or something.
That's right. I think one of ours had it on the wall and the other one actually had him in it. It's
to Hollywood, so it's hard. I can't remember which was which because one did have like the hallway faded in and out.
Yeah.
So you like saw it and then you didn't see it.
And I should have said that up front. That's why I'm confused about it. The ones that were in even though Hollywood was very memorable and the fact that it was mostly just dark hallways with holes that people would pop out in. There are moments where I'm blending both houses together because I haven't gone back and rewatched them. But I know that the little girl's going to be in front of the TV with the "they're here" moment.
Yeah, and, she better.
So I have no doubt.
I think
they're
going to walk through a TV at some point.
I could also see that being a potential. Obviously, we're going to see the swimming pool tried to recreate at the end. The big spoiler for a movie. Spoiler for a movie that's been out for years.
Don't tell me. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Do you remember the premise of the movie?
Yeah, but I don't remember the swimming pool.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. The house is haunted because they built the house over.
Yeah, over the burial ground.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So there are going.
That's not a twist though. That's like I feel like you know that pretty far early in the movie, right?
They mention it, but then Craig T. Nelson at the end. That's when he yells at the guy. You didn't remove the bodies. You didn't move them.
Oh, okay.
He's very angry. They think the house is clean, Mr. Incredible. Spoiler alert. Again, another spoiler with it.
Twist.
The house isn't clean yet.
Oh, don't say that.
You really don't remember the movie then?
I don't remember the end of the movie. Okay. I remember the beginning. I remember the lightning. I was driving to my friend's house the other night. I was like, it looks like Poltergeist out here. And they're like, I don't understand. Yeah. I'm like, the lightning, the tree.
As soon as she says, this house is clean, your mind just shut off. You're like, nope, it's a happy ending
It's clean. It was a happy ending movie. It was like E.T.
Yeah, not quite. But, you know, there's also, like, as Rhino mentioned, the lightning. There's the tree that tries to kidnap the boy in the movie. So there's definitely moments in it that will be iconic. However, the main thing is, it's in the movie, a lot of the scary elements are from supernatural element, like all the objects in the bedroom flying into the closet, and that's where
what about the clown?
Yeah, so, and you have the clown, but then like you have the mom when she's in the bed and getting terrorized. The actual ghost in Poltergeist is a big blue mystical one that you can see through and really scary. I give my full wholehearted effort into like Halloween Horror Nights being able to put together a house that does the movie justice, but that the movie was definitely a product of its time in terms of using as many elements as they could to make it look realistic. But it just, to me, the movie doesn't hold up. So I think they're going to have issues with this house, but that's just my opinion on it. I think once you watch this movie tonight, you will feel the exact same way.
I don't know.
I do know. So I don't. Clearly, you're not going to be able to get through it because you'll be asleep.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not even that tired.
Well, clearly you are.
Maybe it's because I'm thinking about. I don't know. I was going to try and segue into the next house, but
what was your number 7?
Dead Exposure Patient Zero.
That's actually where I have it too.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
I'm not like, oh, this house is going to suck or anything. I'm just like, I don't like zombies. I don't find them to be that interesting. And the outbreak thing has been done. But I think I like that it's like in the theme. And what did they say? It was in Paris or something like that. So I think that could be pretty cool.
It's Paris in 1982, Dead Exposure. This is a sequel house to Dead Exposure. And a lot of the elements of this to get the scare factors are that only flashes of light will illuminate the scares. So,
oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But I think that's going to be terrifying. However,
it's going to bug me though. It's going to be very epileptic.
Yeah. I see it in two ways. It can be genuinely terrifying, but it can also be a cop out to go a little bit lazy. And I'm not saying HHN is ever lazy. They put their full effort into these houses.
Like, you know, that sort of a scare, like, it reminds me of the first Halloween house, like when you would get to the exit and there was a room full of mirrors and it was all Michael Myers, and then they, or was it that one? But there was like a flash and they would move.
They do this multiple times.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. You're like, this is terrifying. But I don't know that I want that the entire time.
It's kind of, it's one of their tropes they do with it. Just like back in the, they got rid of it for the past year or 2 years, but the revolving cylinder that you walk through.
Yeah, I hate that thing.
That's probably going to come back with Scary Tales. Oh. But I don't know if that for a fact.
Shoot. Because that one's like the hardest thing to walk through in the world. You're just like, why am I falling over?
Yeah, it's, and so like they do have their tropes that they always go back to. With Dead Exposure, I have a feeling if I do the Lights On tour this year, I might go back to it after taking a break from it last year. I think this might be a house that I appreciate more with the lights on than actually going through.
Well, I'd like to see the references to like the original house and stuff like that, even though I never did it, but I just want to see.
Yeah.
There are some of these where I'm like, oh, I do want to see these.
Yeah. I completely agree. So, what is your number six then?
Carnival Graveyard, Rust in Pieces.
That is right where I put it too.
Whoa, that is just having our expectations in the same area.
It's easier for this, so that way we don't have to bounce around back and forth. But if you don't remember anything about Carnival Graveyard, this is the where do rides go to die? They go to the Carnival Graveyard, of course. So there's not going to be shiny, bright colors that you expect at a carnival. There's going to be rust, decayed cotton candy, collapsed fun houses, and something sinister has festered there. Anyone who trespasses must pay with their life in the graveyard, where ride parts have become instruments of torture and the walls are painted in blood.
I'm sure it's going to be a clown. Scary clown.
I don't know. Carnies. Small hands smell like cabbage.
He's quoting Austin Powers for anybody out there.
We have to try to get in our weekly Austin Powers quote. So, it's for me, it ultimately comes down to I loved Knott's Berry, not Scary Farm, doing Dark Ride, taking a dilapidated funhouse attraction that has gone and suffered the test of time on it. Carnival Graveyard, I know that's not the same thing. It's on a much bigger scale, taking the whole carnival instead of one just ride. But theirs was bright. It was vibrant. I like the idea of that. To me, just rust and tans and grays with the mixture of blood, it's just the aesthetic doesn't appeal to me. No. The idea appeals to me. The aesthetic doesn't.
Yeah, it's very Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
I brought him up repeatedly, but I don't care for his aesthetic. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. I think he's an artist and he's got a specific vision, but just makes me feel gross.
Yeah, like, no, I completely agree. So, what's your number five?
My number five is Slaughter Cinema.
Oh,
yeah,
that's it. See, this will come back to be very interesting.
I'm just in the middle on it, not because I'm not excited. I think it's cool. I saw the pictures that Universal Studios released about it, and it looks cool because like one's a birthday party. I can't remember any of the other ones. One's in a kitchen. Something like they're the scenes from different B movies or whatever.
I don't necessarily know that. I think like with the birthday party and stuff, I think that was maybe hinting towards like, you know, how movie theaters back in the 80s and 90s, people used to have their birthday party
room.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting.
That's what I thought they were going for in there. But then like they had the one room with the motorcycle in and the biker bar like that.
That's the werewolf biker bar, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. So there are,
I think it could be fun. I think it will be a fun, scary house, you know? So I look forward to it very much.
And just to recap on it again, there are multiple B movies that you're going to be going through. They announced some of them in the press release that came out, like The Pumpkin Guts, Amazon Cannibals. So I just, the idea of this house just appeals so much to me because I love 80s B movies and I don't know. It's just, I still think back to 25 with the 25th anniversary house that just had one room for each icon and moment in Halloween, Horror Nights house that they wanted to represent in there. So it bounced from boom, boom, boom. I think this is kind of the same thing. You have 8 or 9 movies that they're going to feature on here. So you're going to have 8 or 9 scenes that you walk through. That's plenty enough in a house. And it just captures that one moment in this movie that even though it's not real, it feels real. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's why this is much higher up on my list. And plus, I want to know what a swamp yeti is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I assume he's a very dirty yeti that lives in a swamp.
Like, that could be, but...
Like Swamp Thing. Essentially, I think it's going to be a Swamp Thing costume.
You know what? I don't ever want to assume about swamp yetis. That's just my role in life.
What did you have in your number five?
My number five was actually Stranger Things. So
get out of this house right now.
I think, based on the photos that they released, I think it's going to be an absolutely beautiful house. They clearly did their homework trying to bring the movie to life. And or not the movie, sorry, the TV series. And it looks amazing on there. I just don't know if anything's going to be scary. If all the scares are coming from the Demogorgon, I don't find the Demogorgon.
Joyce is going to come out with lights in her hands screaming about Will at you.
And I'm sure there's going to be moments like that that will catch you off guard. But ultimately, I don't want it where the Demogorgon is just pushing its way out of walls and hunting you. And I don't want something like that. The Demogorgon, I don't find scary. It just disgusts me. It looks like, I can't say it on this show. I've told Rhino many times off camera what I believe it looks like. I don't find it appealing, and not in a way that scares me or makes me feel disgusted. It's just the Demogorgon to me, I would rather see what was the name of Dustin's Demogorgon in the second one? Second season, that is. I don't even remember
now.
It's
like Dot or something, though. It's like, I'll look it up.
Doesn't even matter.
It does, because it'll be the house next year.
It could be if they decide to do it again. But I just don't find the Demogorgon appealing. So therefore, that kind of translates into my whole
thought. D'Artagnan.
Yeah, so that's why this is low on my list. I think it will end up surprising me if it chooses to find the scares in better ways, but
I hope it's the soundtrack from the show the whole time, too.
Like, I want to see Steve Holt swinging the bat with the...
Waiting for your Arrested Development notes? Yeah.
Steve Holt! I've been thinking it so much, like, Steve Holt, and I can't believe I actually said it out loud, but, like, I want to see Steve swinging the bat with the nails in it. Like, I want those iconic moments with the characters.
I want a Barb in the house. A gross Barb, like dead Barb.
I would love to see a dead Barb, but Barb, I think people just got caught up into that too much. She was just the absolute worst.
Oh, no,
worst.
She was the worst. When you rewatch it, you're like, why was that a thing? It's because of her sassy outfit.
She deserved every little bit she got, but that was
very aggressive.
She deserved it. So what was your number four?
Poltergeist.
Okay, well, we already went over that. My number four was Halloween 4. So,
oh, how ironic. It was the fourth one.
I know. I thought that when I put it in there.
My number three.
Maybe it'll be the same.
Scary Tales.
That's where mine is.
Yeah.
So
I don't usually rank original houses as high up as this. Like, I know I am a IP like person, but I think this actually sounds like a really cool idea. And I mean, do you want to go over it with the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yeah, we talked about it just recently because it was the last house announced, but it's focusing on the Wicked Witch of the West, who sees control of the fairy tale realm and is tormenting all of our favorite fairy tale creatures in what's being described as a hideous and cruel alternate storylines to their normal stories. So I'm right there with you. It sounds like an interesting story. So, and I just, my whole basis on it is just I hope it looks as pretty as it sounds like it will. And I think it has the ability to look beautiful, but also have its really scary moments with like the torture elements, and then it'll turn around and I'm going to torture you too and stuff like that.
And your little dog too.
Yeah. So that's I really don't know what else to say about that one. I put it there on a whim. I just feel like I'm gonna really enjoy it.
I don't think our two and one are the same.
No. They are definitely not the same. Well, no, our twos are the same.
I know what your one is, though. Yeah.
No,
our twos are the same. Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that would have been your number one.
No, and I actually am kind of worried that I have Trick or Treat too high up. I love the movie, but it was already done so well as a scare zone last year. So to be done as a house,
I kind of look forward to it, though, because I feel like even if they just take what works so well about the scare zone and they like translate that, like I'm looking forward to like the werewolves and the house again with the dad and the kid thrown up on the porch. You know they're gonna add the exact same effect in, but I'm still okay with that.
That's why I'm still very excited for it. I just don't know if maybe it was too soon to go from scare zone to a house.
Well, because maybe because it'll seem repetitive. But I mean, we can tell from that T-shirt that Sam's mask is going to be like completely off in this, instead of just like the little ripped open one they had last year.
Yeah, and I don't care for him without his mask on. I didn't even care for it with the little rip in it. I like my classic Sam.
I want pajamas that look like Sam's. I wish they would sell those as part of the merchandise. It looks like the dummy is wearing them, and I want to take them.
Okay, we should move on to our number one. We already know what your number one
is, then. Stranger Things. Let's not kid ourselves.
And so have you figured out what mine is, based on what I haven't already talked about?
You didn't really talk about Slaughter Cinema.
And that's because it's my number one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's going to bring back those same memories, that same ideas of going through the 25th anniversary house. And that's ultimately one of my favorite houses of all time.
Did you do the scare zones too?
Rank the scare zones? No, I didn't.
There's like four of them. Come on. Well,
okay. In my head, I just saying them off the top of my head, I'm least excited about the one when you walk in, Twisted.
Yeah, that's the Harvest? That's on my bottom, the Harvest, because it's essentially just a photo op opportunity for you to take pictures of the icons, but it's very not creative.
Okay, yeah, that one's the Harvest. Yeah.
Revenge of Chucky for me, but go on. Okay,
mine would be, it's a Twisted Tradition, the one with all the pumpkins.
What? Get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
I love the pumpkins. I don't even know what's going to happen in there. I just like that there are pumpkins.
Well, no, and I like it too. I like the thought of it, but usually I always have a problem with this scare zone. Even though like last year, Trick or Treat was in there, I loved it, but it gets so bottled up. There's so many people coming and moving. There's always mist being thrown in there. It inevitably becomes obnoxious to walk through there.
Mine's Revenge of Chucky because it's 2018. It says 2018 all over all the Chucky stuff. And that really frustrates me because in the year of the 80s, why didn't they make it the first Chucky movie? Why is it just random Chucky? And why couldn't it have been random Chucky in the 80s? Why couldn't it have just been Happy Time in the 80s? So I don't understand that. Maybe that's a rights thing and they can't talk about the first movie. It can only be the later movies.
Like I talked to you yesterday, they're working with the actual writer,
which has like Child's made Play. Me intrigued again about it. So that's good. But then I know what your top one is going to be, obviously. But my next one up for me is Killer Clowns because I don't know yet. I haven't. Yeah. I'm watching that before Friday.
Mine would be Chucky at this spot,
and then I had Twisted Tradition because I like the pumpkins.
And mine would be Vamp 85.
Get out of my life.
For me, it has number one has to be Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I know, because you love that movie. I do. Too, but mine is Vamp 85 because it is why I'm most excited to be able to take a picture with the ball in New York City dropping that is counting down to the day of my birth, January 1st, 1985. And so my mom's going to be happy when I send her that photo.
I think I will want to spend more time in there than any other scare zone, but ultimately for me, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, that is like, I wish I could go back to 1998-99 when I saw it for the first time and tell myself in 20 years.
Yeah, don't say that stuff.
In 20 years from now, you're going to be able to go to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios and see this brought to life. So that to me is where it gets me.
Somebody who was born in 1997 can drink at this year's Halloween Horror Nights. Yuck.
Yeah, that's also disgusting. But that's it for our houses. Wait, where does the dance show rank on your opinion of shows?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Academy of Villains, it's number one?
If I didn't... Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, in terms of all the dance offerings, it's definitely my number one.
Number one out of number one. So that is it. That's our hype list. Obviously, in the comments down below, we want to see what your hype lists are for the event, if you're going, and even if you're not, just what you think is your hype list for this. But that's going to do it for this show. So thank you so much for watching, listening, and thank you, Rhino, for participating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are watching this on iTunes, of course, jeez Louise. See, that's what happens. I screwed up my spiel. If you want more information, head over to disunplugged.com, home of the show notes page for this show and all the other shows on the Disunplugged Podcast Network. You can find links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our email, uopodcast@disunplugged, and so much more. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed. You're hitting that thumbs up button and leaving those comments below, like I told you. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you're subscribed, you're rating us, and reviewing us. So thank you once again to everyone out there for listening and watching. We'll be back with you next week for our review of Halloween Horror Nights. But until then, remember, we still have not changed the name. Bye.